I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is Slow Jam Sunday. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, in the motherfucking building. As usual, giving you the best in slow jams, R&B. That's all I do. So basically, tonight, we have a new mix by DJ Nightcrawler. He has some of the best mixes ever. And that's what I'm going to be playing tonight. So the first hour will be DJ Nightcrawler's mix. Then the second hour will be like individual songs, unless I find another mix that got me grooving and whatnot. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and shut the fuck up and let y'all listen to the music. Remember, grab a shorty or grab your dude, grab a blunt if you smoke. Grab your glasses if you drink. If not, just sit on the couch, dim the light, lay back, and relax. This is Chocolate City Radio, Slow Jam Sunday.
Good job, man.
A day like this, about me and my lady, giving up love all night and day, yeah. Living not easy. You should see how Right here, kiss you right there. Thank you. Thank you. Make it sweet, love. Baby, and you hit it over nothing. Slimming through some of them, and I was just like, oh yeah, move
definitely. Most definitely.
I mean, songs that I haven't heard in forever. I almost forgot about them songs. They were good songs. Oh, man.
And shit you ain't heard in a while. Them throwback classics.
Yep.
You see, while I've been doing that, I've been busy posting the mixtape. Tuesday is going to be our listening party. We're going to listen to the March Madness. All I got to tell you is whatever happens, do not fall out your seat laughing. Keep everything in proper perspective.
Oh, man.
I know that I'm a nut, and this will show you just how much. But, you know, just show me some love. Just show me some love. That's all I can say. Show me some love.
Listen, woo! I'm sure it's going to be great.
Man, that shit is so fucking off the chain. Like, you just don't understand. I just posted the link on BBM.
Yeah.
So people can see them. And I'm sure certain people are going to feel a certain kind of way. That they didn't have to. That's all I can say. People go feel a certain kind of way. So now the second part of the show is what we used to do back in the day. You know, after we do the mix, we come back and we do, you know, some individual songs that we haven't heard in a long time, or songs that, you know, give you, like, you know, some sentimental meaning or whatever. But, you know, individual songs. So I guess you have some that you want to hear. Do what you want. Do what you do. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on BlackBerry. Text us. Let us know what you want to hear. And I got you. It's like it's one song that I have not heard in so damn long. And some of the, it's a lot of songs I haven't heard in a while, but it's like, it's just like one of them songs, like when you in the club or you be in the car and you hear them, you know how they have them throwback classic jams and stuff like that? And you be like, oh shit, I gotta go home and play that. Or
right.
I gotta find that. This is like, oh, excuse me, this is like one of them damn songs. So, like, I'm going to give you the opportunity to give me your first song that you have not heard in a while.
Oh, man. You know, I must say, tonight, nothing comes to mind. That mix was so satisfactory. Oh, wow. Deborah Cox, Love Is On The Way.
Okay.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Okay. Love Is On The Way. Okay, that's going to come up right now.
I wonder what song you haven't heard in a while that you want to hear.
Oh, it's coming.
I've been missing. If you hadn't discovered which I did. Oh, in the bar. Looking so cool, but got me won't lie, seven more minutes. You know I had to ride this girl.
I look in your eyes,
I am free forever, baby.
I can't believe your mind,
out of all the summer and over.
Let's just take your time.
Ain't no doubt who we baby.
Hey.
song. Like, it's too long. I know that song didn't sound wrong, but then again, it could be. This is a throwback fashion. Damn, ass.
Thank you. Was a good classic too. That had no business stopping.
You know what? It's this damn buffering shit. I don't got time for this. True, I love you, but I don't got time for y'all fuckery on here. So let's get to mint condition. It's coming. What the fuck? Okay. See, I don't even know what's going on tonight, but it ain't me. I just want you to know it ain't me. Like, really?
What happened?
I get for being lazy. So, you know what? Let me go play some independent artist shit. Fuck these mainstream artists. They don't know how to act. You know, shit. They don't know how to act on YouTube. So, please, Flyme, put your ass to sleep. Man, that's what I need to play. Put my ass to sleep. How could I be undeleted that shit? See? Oh, here it is. Put your ass to sleep.
You're on the trap. Didn't think that I would get close. Unbuttoning your top button. Now I'm gonna remove your clothes. I know what you need, babe. The wetness dripping down your legs. All over my sheets, yeah. Just let it flow.
Like this, cause the last nigga didn't get it in like this. Gonna work that body till you call it quits. I'ma put your ass to sleep.
No need to be no pillow talking. Tomorrow you
come walking. Cause we gon' go a few rounds. You won't be safe by the found no rest around.
When I get inside,
I can feel you squeezing tight. I'ma go deep till I hit that wall. I'ma put it in when I have it all tonight.
Leave you hanging, that's just not me. Now if it comes to like
fucking or sex or something like that, then, you know what I'm saying? Probably, yeah, ass hanging. So, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm just tripping. But, like, I've been working on this mixtape all weekend, from the cover to dropping it on all these different sites. Coast to Coast is going to drop it on Friday by 6 p.m. Damn, I got to go upload it to them, to their site. And it's just like, I'm mentally exhausted. I went to bed like around 3-something, woke up around 12-something, was like, okay, I know what I got to do. So I started getting work together and stuff like that so I could post out the mixtape and getting it in.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Now, school starts back next. Go back to school Tuesday. Got an exam. Got to study for it. I tell you, there is not enough hours in the day to be me.
You're doing fine. You're making it look easy.
I guess. I'm just trying to be like people when I grow up. I want to be like people. I want to be successful. I want to be successful like people I know. So I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I'm trying.
You absolutely will. You're working hard for it.
Pretty much. Now, what you got going on?
So much. I just put together the website so that I could just build it. I have to hit up Mr. ATKC. I keep forgetting to do that until I speak to you.
Ain't that a damn shame?
So I can get my shirt.
You need to. I told you a while. I said, go ahead, hit them up now. But no, you want to keep waiting.
I'm doing it as we speak.
Damn shame.
No comment
whatsoever. How was your weekend? You had a good weekend?
My weekend was mellow, actually, because I've been sitting here with this cold. And I just been back and forth. Between two boroughs, the Bronx and Brooklyn.
But I feel like
this month is going to, you know, this April is going to be a good month of everything just getting in its foundation and moving forward. Like turbulence is over. Hopefully.
Gotcha. It's amazing how, it's already April. When you think about it.
Yeah, so fast.
Yes. Like, where did time go?
It has so buried into doing some good stuff. We just forget.
Like, what the hell? Like, oh my gosh. I've been wanting to know, like, when you do your income taxes, how long does it take the IRS to take your shit?
Like, at least 21 days.
Nah, for back child support.
I don't know.
I know within 30 days they'll start sending letters if there's any discrepancy.
Uh-huh.
I said I know they'll within 30 days they'll start sending like letters to people if there's any discrepancies.
No, I'm just waiting for my ex-husband to file his taxes so he can go ahead and pay his back due. That's it. I know that's bad. But, you know, men, when you make children, y'all need to pay for them because, you know, the woman didn't create them by herself, so that's going to be another topic in itself, I still gotta get that damn information for fucking Rocco, cause I'm so dead ass serious about getting rid of that motherfucking badass Rick Ross, and then I gotta do something about Lil Wayne using Emmett Till's name. So it's not like I'm gonna ever ask the motherfuckers to come on my show, so I really don't give a fuck. Does that mean?
Well, what if they wanted to come on the show and express their side to your fans? Would you let it?
Of course. By all means. Because I would just be like, I'm Lil Wayne, in all honesty, how could you use somebody's name like that, knowing that this man was beat so severely? How could you even come across your mind to even put that in a paraphrase with what you said? Oh, excuse me, I forgot. Your brain is so fucked up on codeine and promethazine that you don't know no better. He probably hang up, fucking roach. I get some damn raid and spray through the fucking phone. Oh, that's not nice, but I mean, that's just like somebody making a song and saying some old slick shit about Martin Luther King or Malcolm X.
Yeah, I just think it's uncalled for. But without controversy, there'd be no attention.
Man, it's the right way. I mean, at least use it in a positive way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you do it on auto-tune, so what you gonna say? Like, motherfuckers know what they be doing. Then they wonder why motherfuckers want to put hands on them or why motherfuckers want to test their ass out. They fucking know better.
This has been going on for years and it will continue to.
True. It is what it is. I mean, you know, you can only voice your opinion and hope that their ignorance, you know, comes to light and change their train of thought. If not, oh, the fuck well. Such is life. That's how I look at it. You know, so, it'll be all right. I'm ready for Tuesday because I'm going to be so fucking turned up. Girl, you just don't know.
On Tuesday, I'm going to just grab my glass of wine and just listen to this awesome mixtape.
No, Tuesday is not a wine show.
What?
Yeah, Tuesday is not a Ron show.
I can't have one. Okay, what can I have?
You need to, it's a 40-ounce kind of show.
Oh, no.
It's a malt liquor kind of show. It's a hard liquor kind of show. It's that shit that be making you go, oh, shit.
Oh, no. MJG.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Well, I can't wait nonetheless.
I know, right? Somebody just asked me. They send me a voice note. I hate voice notes. Then they're telling me about him and his brother being the hottest rapper and cannot broadcast on. Okay, I only broadcast people I deal with and network with, and I have no idea who you are.
Right.
not being funny, just being real. So I like that.
I guess they need to put it on their album or something.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get a lot of kooks out of the woodwork because I done dropped the mixtape and they keep seeing me promoting it and all this other stuff like that. But, you know, what people got to understand is, like, if you don't fuck with me and you don't support with me, don't ask me to do shit for you because I don't rock like that.
Right.
Like, don't try to holler at me and be like, oh, you sex, this, that, and the third. Give a fuck about that shit. I'm a hard worker. Care about networking, meeting with people where we're building each other up and we're growing together. I don't have time for this one-sided bullshit. That's why y'all can miss me with that bullshit. Fuck out of here. Okay? Got me all riled up this Sunday evening.
Mm-mm.
Well, excuse me. Now, if I get this job that's working third shift, we're going to have to change the hours up just a little bit. I'll find out Monday, Tuesday.
Yes, let me know.
Yes, it'll be like an hour or two earlier.
This is
not bad. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to bed. Oh, I have to go to court with my brother in the morning. I'm already thanking God that everything is going to go in his favor. And so just go ahead and agree with me on that. Everybody that's listening, we all come together and agree that when my brother goes to court tomorrow, that everything is going to be in his favor. God said when two or more people, what we agree on earth is bound in heaven, so it is done.
Amen.
So we will be back to Thursday, I'm bugging. Tuesday, as I know, from 9:30 to 11:30, mixtape listening party. The mixtape is an hour and 19 minutes, so it's going to be kind of hardcore. So if you got a 40-ounce, preferably some natural ice, Old English, Blitz Marble. Pull out the 40. Well, if you got double deuces, those will work too. It's going to be a hood night. It's got that music. It's not a hood mixtape, but it's just like, it's just going to make you feel like, oh, shit. And then my hood ass doing the drops is going to make you be like, yo, I need to be high as fuck listening to this crazy shit.
I know they don't sell Four Loko around here anymore.
Oh, they sell them here. I need to see
Hey, man, them shit's up here.
Well, they here. But I would take myself to take a shower, take myself to sleep, and wake up early in the morning and come home and take my afternoon nap. I need to stop being lazy. But Now, you guys have a good night. We love you, and we will be back Tuesday night, same chop channel, same chop time.
Amen.
Good night.
Have a great one.